latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Kevin De Bruyne will be out for around 3 months after the Manchester City midfielder suffered lateral collateral ligament damage in his right knee. De Bruyne suffered the injury during training on Wednesday. He flew to Barcelona the following day for tests that revealed that no surgery was required. Pep Guardiola admitted being without the Belgian will be a big loss, but they will learn to cope, and they'll have to cope with him, starting with Sunday's match at Huddersfield Town. That won't, of course, be their biggest test, though. He said, like the doctor said, it will be 2 to 3 months. Hopefully he can do as much as possible to get back and help us again. It will be a big miss, like last season with Benjamin Mendy. Last season, Kevin was outstanding in all forms of the game. And of course, for him and his family, you never want this, but you accept it as part of the game. It's especially part of the game for the players. It's normal. They don't rest. It's a tough season, short recovery. They say, let's go, and we're in the competition. Human beings have a limit, and sometimes these things happen. Well, the 27-year-old has only been back in City's training for just over a week following his extended break from the World Cup, and now he will miss out. Guardiola said there was no way of knowing if the short break was a contributing factor. He says we'll never know on that one. Meanwhile, David Silva, who this week announced his international retirement, missed the Arsenal match and the Community Shield victory over Chelsea with a knee injury. He could be back to face Huddersfield at the Etihad Stadium. Guardiola said he's trained well over the last two or three sessions. Big congratulations, because he played more than 100 games, winning European Championships and the World Cup. He's one of the most interesting and fascinating players in the whole history of Spain. I never pushed him, but he decided to do that so that he can rest a little bit more. Finally today, it's been revealed that Manchester City abandoned their pursuit of Virgil van Dijk because of the price tag.